sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me, and like a blood, His mercy reigns. Unending love, amazing grace. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me, and like a blood, His mercy reigns. Unending love, amazing grace.
Oh, praise the Lord. Be glad for amazing grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. If you don't mind, would you open the word of the Lord? What we've been having thus far has been beautiful and needed. Praise God and part of the meal. Thank you, Jesus. If you have your Bible, I'd like to start in James chapter 5. James chapter 5 in the great word of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. I want to read a verse of scripture here in chapter 5 of the book of James, verse 13. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. I'm going to say it one more time. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. James chapter 5, verse 13, is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Psalm 121, scripture we know all very well. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. Praise God. From whence cometh my help? Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray, because when him prays, we look up. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we find help. We don't imagine help. We find help. For our help is in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And we can boldly say, the Lord is our helper. What shall I fear? Whom shall I fear? What can man do unto me? The Lord is on my side. Praise God. He is my helper. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's love him. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Jesus, we love you today. You may be seated. And now finally, the main course, along with all of our worship and calling upon the Lord today. Mark chapter 4. Mark chapter 4, verse 35. Mark 4 and 35. Praise God, praise God. There's nothing like a good word of God that can reach for us no matter where we are. No matter how lost we are, how lost we feel, how broken we are, we all know that God knows exactly where we are. And it's only His word that's capable of reaching beyond and finding us. We read in Mark 4 and verse 35, "In the same day when the even was come, he saith unto them, Let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow, and they awake him." Before I go on any further, in prayer, here's what I'd like to say to you today. Before it gets any worse, wake him up. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Before it gets any worse, let him pray. Before it gets any worse, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. Before it gets any more full than it already is, praise God, wake him up. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord, he's so good. Praise the Lord, he's so good. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Emphasis here. There are things being emphasized in Scripture that I could not emphasize myself because I'm not that smart. But there are things that we find in God when we pray, even when we're in turmoil, even when life has hit us hard, even when things don't go our way, even when our thoughts go awry. Praise the Lord. When we call, when we are able to go from panic to prayer, praise the Lord. We find things. We see things. Praise God. And God is able to point things out that can save us. Yes. Hallelujah. Because no matter how much we've been converted and our sins blotted out, there are things in life we need salvation from. Amen. We need the Lord to save us. Amen. We need the Lord to come through for us. We need the great, powerful hand of God. Amen. To do what only it can do for us when we find ourselves in a great storm of wind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. There's an old gospel song from the South that says, "If I ever needed the Lord before, I sure do need him now." And we all need him today. Amen. Every one of us need him today. Not just one of us, every one of us need him today. Because number one, there were also with him other little ships. Praise God. There are other little ships that aren't a part of our ship, but they're being affected by the same storm. And what we do in our ship will make a difference for their ships. Praise God. So let's watch and see what's here in the Word of God to point out and emphasize. They took him even as he was in the ship. I'm not here to elaborate too much on that point, but there's a reason why the Scripture says everything it says. Because we need Jesus just as he is. Praise God. He doesn't have to look pretty. He doesn't have to look like he hasn't been on a hillside all day teaching people and absolutely worn out after he's fed thousands of people and performed all these miracles. Even as he was. And while they were in the boat going to the other side on the Sea of Galilee, there arose this great storm. Now, I don't think I've ever thought of this part before. I don't recall it. Although it's there to be seen, but the Scripture says, "And the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full." And I thought, well, how long did it take for it to get full? It's easy for us just to assume it started. I mean, if you've ever been out in the ocean and you start riding into a storm, things gradually get worse and worse and worse. You don't just ride into worse. It starts getting choppy. The boat starts to bounce. The wind starts to move in. All this stuff is happening. This was a natural occurrence anyway. From what history says, from the mountains of Galilee, there was gale force winds that would come down. They have a name for it. Don't remember it. Begins with E, I think. But anyways, this might have been the same event that came down. Anyways, a great storm of wind, which means it's not a small little storm. It was enough that it was beating the boat. And I'm sure it was the winds and the waves were getting high, and that boat was slamming down as it went up and came down. So it took time for the water to spray up, get in the boat, spray up, get in the boat. I just want you to think about time, right? What's the lesson today? Before it gets any worse, wake him up. Going up, going down. Going up, going down. It's going this side, it's going that side, and it's taking time for the water so that we can read the scripture, and it was now full. We don't have to wait till it gets full before we wake him up. Praise the Lord. When great shows up, we need to wake up greater. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Can I say that again? I'm not here to try to entertain anybody. I'm just here to say, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world, including yourself. And before yourself gets any worse, wake greater up. Hallelujah. Wake him up. It's not really that he's asleep, but you know, you gotta go from the panic that allowing it to fill up creates, and then we've got to say, I've got to go from panic to prayer, because when I go from panic to prayer, prayer leads to praise. Hallelujah. I got to change the P word here. But we're what we are by nature. And remember, Jesus is at the stern, and they're at the bow trying to keep the boat going forward. So they're facing the storm, and as far as the man Christ Jesus is concerned, he's in the back of the boat on a pillow. You ever wonder why it just has to give us that detail? Why it didn't say he was just slumped up on the stern side of the boat and just kind of, you know what I mean? Don't ever mistake in any part of the Word of God. And don't get angry with him because he's comfortable in the storm and you're not. Praise the Lord. Look. He is who he is. Praise God. We need him to be who he is. Isn't that amazing? They didn't have to look far for their hill. It was in the hinder part of the ship. Praise God. You don't have to look far for your hill either. Thank you, Jesus. You just need to watch. You just need to look to the hills from whence cometh your help. Watch how far it is. You just have to get your eyes on what's happening at the bow of the ship. And turn it to the stern. Hallelujah. You just got to turn around. Praise God. It seems crazy because you're trying to keep things together, right? You're trying to manage this thing from sinking. But the answer is, watch. This is how I'm reading it today. I'm not trying to change scripture. And he was in the hinder part of the ship. Sleep on a pillow. What am I saying? I'm saying while we as people are so focused on the great storm, he is in the boat, you know. Yes. Praise the Lord. Yes. And he was in the hinder part of the ship. It was just that point that the Lord points out that says, they let it get full. But all that time, he was in the back of the boat. Asleep on a pillow. Now, he's being knocked around, too. He had to be soaking wet. If the boat's filling up with water, it's filling up to where he's asleep on a pillow. Before it gets any worse, wake him up. Praise God. Do you hear the word of God here today? Praise God. I'm not making light of any storm. I'm just saying he's on board. He is on board. Hallelujah. Before you let it get worse, he is on board. He did promise, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Did he not? He did say, I will be with you always, even unto the end of the world. Did he not? Praise God. The storm didn't stop him. from being who he was. Watch, let's read here. So we read here in the Word of God, right? Any man afflicted, let him pray. And that word him, it's just strong today. Let him pray. So they took him even as he was, and there were other little ships. I can't help but to think about the condition of those other little ships. Praise God, same storm. If you remember, they're following him, and when he got to one side, the scripture in another epistle is written that, you know, they all showed up on the boats, and they wanted more fish and loaves and bread, and he had a conversation with them. We find that conversation in John chapter 6. That's where he tells them, say, look, some of you are following me because I fed you. But you need to labor for that which doesn't perish, right? John 6:27. So he has that conversation. It's kind of the same kind of event. We're just seeing what's happening on the other side with those boats. Thank God they made it. But now they're following the leading ship here. And there's stuff going on. Aren't you glad that the storm of wind's not greater than him? But we don't always believe it, is it? And that's just nature. That's just human nature. That's not a statement of condemnation. It's just the way we deal with life. But when we become people of God, when we become chosen, when we start following after God, didn't he say, take my yoke upon you and learn of me? So now things change because he then teaches us how to deal with the storm. So he's in the hinder part of the ship or the back part of the ship asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? So that's a statement coming from what? Panic. I hope you're seeing this part of this lesson. I'm trying to emphasize something here before we continue to prayer and calling upon the Lord. I just want you to see the points before it gets any worse. It doesn't have to get worse from here. Not with Jesus on board. It doesn't have to get worse. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Wake him up. Hallelujah. Wake him up. Praise God. When you don't know what to do, wake him up. When you can't control the storm, wake him up. Wake him up so he can let you know we're not going to sink. I'm on board. Your house isn't going to blow over. I'm the rock. Hallelujah. But we don't always feel that way, do we? In our human nature, we like to try to deal with the storm. We like to try to fight through the wind and fight through the waves and figure it out. We like to just grab our little bucket and keep scooping the water out until we find out. We just keep going and going and going and going and going until just jeopardy increases. Panic increases. But there is a lesson also in this today that says before it gets now full, wake him up because he is on board. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God, you're so good. God, you're so good. I'm glad he's on board today. I'm glad he's on board today because sometimes we get weak. Sometimes we get weary. Sometimes we don't know what to do. Sometimes life slams us hard. Yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah. To let him pray. Praise God. Didn't say let him panic. Said let him pray. Because when we pray, that's when we start turning. Prayer turns us from the bow to the stern. Isn't that amazing how God, see, as long as you're at the bow, you're in control. But when you turn to the stern, you're turning to where the control mechanisms are not. And it's always the case in the Lord. It's always the direction of the Word of God, isn't it? Turn from where you are to where I am and you'll find my control. Praise God, because your control is not the only control on board here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So they said, Master, they awake him. They awake him. Now, he's not sleeping. In this case, he was. But God's never asleep. We're going to finish reading that in Psalm 121 before I close. And they awake him. Now, they had seen all these miracles, all these wonders, and all these signs. And so have we. We've seen lots of great things that God has done. But all it takes is a fresh storm for all of us. So it's not about the storm. The storm is there. It's great. It's slamming us. It is. It's there. So, okay, it's there. It's about us. It's about what we end up doing on the boat. All that time, the storm was not stopping. Didn't stop until they woke him up. They didn't stop until they woke up. Praise the Lord. Didn't stop until they let go of control and remember the miracle worker that's on board that seems to be comfortable where he's at. So I don't know what he knows, but we might as well wake him up and find out. Because he's not panicking. He's not even awake. I mean, man, we can fall asleep at night and have the wind hit the house and shake the windows and we wake right up. What's going on? So this is kind of hard to, it's when you're in panic mode like these guys were, it's hard to just, I don't know what they were thinking when finally all eyes turned around. I mean, put yourself there in the boat. You'd be panicking too. I would be. I haven't been on the water much. I don't know. A little bit. When winds kick up and the waves start chopping, I don't care how big the boat is or how small the boat is, I get nervous. I mean, I can swim, so I'm not worried about it, but I get nervous. Too many shipwreck stories. I can imagine what these guys are going through, and they're out in what, a 20-foot fishing boat probably? They're not out there, you know, cruising on a cruise liner. Carnival cruise. No, they're not out there in this big boat where they're not worried about a gale force wind. They're out there in a boat that can be turned over, sunken. I mean, how many ships are there sunk in the mud of the Sea of Galilee because of storms years and years ago? I think we were seeing a documentary in National Geographic once on that side of the hill that they had found a first century fishing boat that was still somewhat intact on the bottom of the of the sea. Praise God. So I'm sure many a storm's clinged to many a boat, but here they finally wake him up. Don't you care? Listen, but listen to their speech. Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Look, I don't care if you get to the prayer room in panic. Just let panic turn into prayer and let prayer wake him up. Praise God. Let it wake up the power of God. Let it stir up the gift of God. Let it bring out the answer. Praise God. No matter where he is on the boat. And he said, peace be still. And he said to them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? Now that's these guys at this moment. Where are you today? I believe we have faith today. Praise God. I believe we have faith in this house today. Amen. We're not feeling all that great, but we have faith in this house today, don't we? Yes. Praise God. It's like Jesus said, you now therefore have sorrow, but I'll see you again and your heart shall rejoice and your joy no man taketh from you. Praise God. If you're filled with the Holy Ghost, you've got a joy. Praise God. That's present on board your ship, even though there's a storm going on. Hallelujah. So don't forget about the joy before the sorrow gets any worse. Praise God. Wake up that joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And let it help you through the storm. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Let's clap our hands unto him again. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obeys him? It obeys him. It may not obey you, but it definitely obeys him. Hallelujah. I mean, it's enough for us to be like him, but we're not him. But we have him on board, even if it seems like he's in the hind part of the ship. Hallelujah. Psalm 121, I'll finish with this. Aren't you glad for the word of God before it gets any worse? Wake him up. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. Amen. It's my help. When you're the one that, when him prayeth, that's you praying. When you find yourself, no matter what you're going through, needing prayer, needing to pray, you do the praying. It's enough for us and others to pray for you, and we'll always do that. The body will always minister unto itself. And that is huge, necessary, and beneficial. But at the same time, you're going to have to allow yourself to pray. Let him pray. I will lift up my eyes because they're my eyes. And I'm the only eye I've got. And nobody can eye for you. Nobody can me pray, him pray for you. That's your job. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So if you want to be saved, ultimately you've got to call upon the name of the Lord Jesus for yourself. And you'll find God to fill you with the promise of the Holy Ghost. Amen. If you've already repented, you've already been baptized in Jesus' name, you're a perfect candidate for the Holy Ghost power. But you got to do the calling. We call with you. We'll pray for you. But you got to do the calling. You've got to do the lifting. You've got to look away from the bow of the ship and look to the one, amen, who's at the stern and wake him up. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Let's stand to our feet and love him. Glory, glory, glory. Glory. I will lift up mine eyes into the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. My help cometh from the Lord. My help cometh from the stern. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. My help comes from the stern. Glory, glory. My help, my help, my help. Hallelujah, my help comes from the stern. Wake him up. Before it gets any worse, wake him up. Glory. I know you can do all things. I know you can do all things. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let God arise. Isn't that what the word says? Let God arise. Says he arose and told the weather to behave itself. He arose. We have to go and humble. Let him arise. Wake him up so he can arise and do what we cannot do before it gets any more fuller than it already is. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Because when we do, he will not suffer your foot to be moved. He that keeps you will not slumber. The man Christ Jesus might have been asleep, but God was not asleep. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. We're being kept when we sleep, because he never sleeps. The Lord is thy keeper. And that's what he was saying. I want you to know, on board, you've got a keeper. You're not going down. Praise God. I don't care how great the storm is. You're not going down. Hallelujah. That's what he wanted. I want you to know you're not going down. You're not going to sink. You're not going to be destroyed. I'm greater than the great. There's no great greater than me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Amen. Praise God. He's so good.